Derek January from the North Shore Navigators, team owner, is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. And Derek, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, you guys have a huge weekend coming up, or a huge Sunday, if you will, with the League All-Star Game being played at Lynn at Fraser Field. Of course, we're coming off the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. So, Derek, before I get into the happenings in Lynn in particular, does this come at the halfway mark of the season in your league, or it's a little bit beyond, isn't it?
It's a little beyond. In fact, we have, I believe, 7 games left after the All-Star break here. And it's more just an all-star game to show the top talent in the league. We have all 30 Major League Baseball teams have spoken to us about being here. So that's really what it's all about.
Oh, nice. That's perfect. Yeah. So let's get to the venue for some of our listeners beyond Lynn. That's Fraser Field. It's all new turf for 2023, correct? And what has that meant for your team and really for the league as well when they come in to play you guys?
Well, first, the city of Lynn's done a tremendous job of upgrading the playing surface. It's a completely new turf field with all new fencing around the whole perimeter. It's really transformed the look of the park, and I got to tell you, it's probably one of the top 5 parks in New England to play amateur baseball at.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me about Sunday. What happens on Sunday, and what should fans or folks that want to get over there, when should they get there? How do they get there? What can you share with us on logistics?
Sure. So Sunday is a talent day to show off the talent around the league and the league's best talent. It starts at 2:00 with a home run derby, and then the game will commence at 4:30. We'll play a 9-inning game, and all 13 teams are represented in the All-Star game. So it's the best of the best around our league, and there's future Major League Baseball players that will be playing in this game. I can assure you of that.
Derek, you're a baseball guy. You know talent. So can you tell me, what would be a talent or two away from the Navigators you might identify, if you could, that would be at that game, and what you saw out of them this year if you saw them?
So I think I would be remiss to talk about any one particular individual. I would tell you this, that the pitching in this league is tremendous. Everybody here will be 90-plus. On the radar gun on Sunday. There's guys with tremendous secondary pitches, and there's guys that are 5'10 that can throw the baseball, and there's guys that are 6'8 that can throw the baseball. And there will be an abundance of talent on the mound. There'll be an abundance of talent at the plate, and defensively, some of the best players in the country will be playing here on Sunday.
You mentioned the scouts earlier. So if a scout shows up at Fraser Field on Sunday, regarding the timeline, these are college players, what are they looking at and what are they looking for, and how does that fit into the drafting piece, if you will, for these guys?
Well, that's kind of really what this game is about on Sunday. It's an opportunity to show off our talent, and it's for the scouting community to get their first look towards next year's draft, the 2024 draft, which some of these guys that will be playing on Sunday will be eligible for. What they look for size and speed, but they also look for consistency, guys that they can watch play over a 10 or 15, 20 game span, and every time they go to see them that they're consistent in their actions. They play hard. They play with a competitive edge. Those guys usually stand out, and then the talent speaks for itself. Guys can throw hard and hit the ball a long way, and can run really fast and throw the ball across the diamond with accuracy and authority. All that sticks out on the field, but first and foremost, they look for guys that stand out in a group of talent like that we're going to see on Sunday. So when you see a group of 60 players and a half a dozen stand out amongst the league's best, those guys are, probably will be the top 5 or 6 guys drafted whenever they're eligible to be drafted. So there'll be a lot of talent here. It'll be a fun day if you like college baseball, this would be a great day for you.
And, you know, the way you frame that, Derek, it makes sense that fans will see these guys working their hardest, working their butts off in this All-Star game, which might not always be the case in all All-Star games, right?
Yeah, this is a showcase to let the scouting community know who you are. This is their chance to act as their own advisor and agent, and let these scouts know that you know what kind of talent you have. And you know, these guys who are going to be here watching our players may not see them come their regular season because they live in a different part of the country. And where another scout will see them from a certain team, but these scouts that will be here, they will share information with their peers that are working on the West Coast for the same team that they scout for. So if a scout is for the Red Sox is here and they're scouting a kid that plays in California, Arizona, they will share that information with the scout in the West Coast or in the Southwest that covers that area when that kid goes back to school. And then those scouts in the West Coast and in the South will be able to go watch these kids play and continue to develop a book of information so that they can make good decisions come draft day.
You know, I don't want to get too far in the weeds. Here's my last question on all of that and this angle of it. Does it matter what year in college they are at? They would have completed freshman, sophomore, junior, whatever year?
No, as far as the scouting is concerned, it doesn't really make a difference because we have, like, take for instance, the Navigator shortstop. He's starting in the All-Star game. He's a freshman at Ohio State, and he will not be eligible to be drafted until 2025, so that's 2 years away. But they will start their file on our shortstop now, and they will continue to build a book about Henry, and then they'll compare notes in the off season with their scouting director and the national cross checkers, so that they can plan to go see certain guys and a guy like Henry when it's time for them to go see him on when he's eligible to be drafted. So you don't really know who's out to see you. You just play the way you're capable of playing. And when the time comes, hopefully your name gets picked because you've played hard and you've played well consistently.
Do you want to share a note or two on the Navigators that will be playing in Sunday's game?
Sure. We have six representatives from the Navigators playing on Sunday. We have some local talent as well, starting with Braden Clark, who's a pitcher at Salve Regina, who's done very well, considering he's at a Division III school. He's leading our team in earned run average and has pitched against the very best in our league for most of the summer. We also have Matt Chattel, who's a sophomore, going to be a sophomore catcher at Merrimack, who's made the All-Star game and really come out of nowhere this summer. Stan DeMartinez, who's also a local product, who is going to be a junior at Bentley College, had a really good summer with the bat. And then we have Henry Kasmar, who's the starting shortstop at Ohio State, which I mentioned, and Evan Griffiths, who's the starting, I believe, left fielder. He's from Stetson and is having what I would think is an MVP season if he can finish strong and we can stay in the playoff hunt.
Derek, anything else that you want to share with us about this Navigator team? Not, aside from the All-Star event itself on Sunday, about the season and what's ahead, the final several weeks here coming down the stretch and into the playoffs.
Well, we have, I believe, 9 games left, including tonight. We have a good team. We have a team that plays hard. They hustle. They respect the game. They have a unity. They put together a unity to compete, and they're not looking to do anything but play baseball and compete for a championship. And I think our best brand of baseball is yet to come over these next 9 games, and hopefully it'll translate into a playoff berth, and see then we can really see where we stack up amongst the league.
Yeah, and for our listeners, you guys are on the road until after the All-Star break, I believe, if I have that right, right? Yeah.
So today's Thursday. We're on the road at Ocean State tonight and Newport tomorrow, and then we're back home on Monday for a makeup game. And then we have six games after that. So we're pretty busy next week.
Yeah, exactly. Derek, I have one last question. I'd love to ask you about this one here. You know, you've owned the team. You've run the team now for a number of years. So how is this team, or how do you approach things now here in 2023 that might be different from the way it was when you walked in? And how many years ago was that now? Help me out here.
We bought the team, my brother and my dad and I, we bought the team in the fall of 2019. So
yeah.
A lot has changed since we first bought the team with between COVID, and we switched leagues into what I would say is the top league in the country after the Cape Cod League. It's been a wild ride since COVID started, but I would tell you that we're having a lot of fun. And I believe, you know, our attendance is up pretty significantly since we bought the team. And I think the best is yet to come at Fraser Field. I mean, it's a great venue. The city has done a tremendous job getting this field ready for not just us, but for the high schools and for Fisher College, who also plays here. I think this is a great place to watch a baseball game. And we are doing our best to put a good product on the field.
Absolutely. Well, Derek, I'm good. I'm done with my questions, but I want to make sure that if since we don't get to talk all that often right now, it seems like if there's anything I didn't ask you about that you want to share, feel free to do that at this time. Yeah.
Sure. Well, the All-Star game is Sunday at 4:30. The Home Run Derby is at 2:00, and the gates will be open, I believe, at 1:00. So come out and watch some of the best talent in the country. And I assure you, you'll leave here satisfied if you're a real baseball fan. And you know, for the locals that want to come and watch the Navs, check our website and follow along, because you never know with the weather up here this summer. And so, you know, days and games are changing almost daily in some places. So that's the best place to find out more about the Navigators, www.nsnavs.com.
All right, and we'll put some links up to that as well for folks so they can get up to date and follow along, you know, beyond Sunday as well, for sure. Well, Derek, thanks so much for your time. Hang on the line for us. But again, thanks for your time, and have a great Sunday.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate the help.
Yep. Derek January, owner, North Shore Navigators, here on MSO Newsports.com.